This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Ryan Poles talked about left tackle Braxton Jones having to compete for his starting job.
I think Braxton did a good job. Obviously, you never want guys to go through injuries, and we got to see how he comes on the other side of this. I know everything's been progressing and on schedule, and he's doing a good job with that, and he's been very active with rehabbing and getting back on his feet. So I think, again, that's another spot where it's going to be competition, and you build the best five, or the line with the best five guys. So we'll see how that goes through this offseason and training camp.
Is that at all surprising? Where is that competition most likely to come from? Or is that just something football guys say?
Great questions. I think when you cover the league for a long time, certain things stand out. And one of them, to me, is Jerry Angelo saying back when he was the general manager of the Bears, you can't do everything in one off season. Mm-hmm. As much as fans want you to get your running back and rebuild the defensive line and rebuild the offensive line and get a safety and, oh, by the way, do it all under the cap. And do it all with your limited number of draft picks. And I think when I think about – I thought about that answer and what Angelo said yesterday when I'm pondering the Braxton Jones situation. Hearing Ryan Poles say there'll be competition there and wondering how close Braxton Jones is to returning. And then looking at overall, PFF isn't everything. Pro Football Focus, they make mistakes in evaluating. It can be a flawed process. But it gives you a ballpark idea about how successful a guy is. He was the 11th best offensive tackle, according to PFF and the rankings. He was a guy that I don't want to say was – he certainly wasn't spectacular, maybe solid, but he's serviceable at the very least. And I do wonder if he can recover from this injury, if he has a front-runner status going into next season, training camp, whatever. And if you can't do everything this offseason, maybe you can live with Braxton Jones. The competition may be coming from Ryan Poles's third-round draft pick.
See, that's my fear. That
it's only him.
That it's Kieran Amagaji that he's thinking, you know, hey, I drafted this guy. He's probably going to be ready.
Well, maybe so, but let me hope that it's this. Maybe they still draft a left tackle, and he's plug and play at number 10. Braxton Jones is good enough to trust, so you might move him inside, perhaps, and maybe you've got a good combination and a revamped offensive line that way. My bottom line takeaway is that I don't want to be as negative on Braxton Jones as maybe I started the offseason. I want to keep an open mind to his development and recovery because I do think they're going to be in a position to need him, and I want to pay respect to the progress he has made since he was a fifth-round draft pick from Southern Utah, I believe, and he's made himself into a serviceable offensive lineman.
Boy, I love talking about the offensive line. Could do it for all six questions, plus the extra point if needed to. But I want to respect Ryan Poles' honesty there because we don't get that a lot. I mean, he could have easily had said, he's injured, he's recovering, the surgery went fine, we look forward to him being in, you know, the next step. He kind of showed his hand, which he typically doesn't do. He basically said, "We're looking for four new guys. Darnell Wright's the only for sure." Okay, and here's the thing about you mentioned David about moving the left tackle to guard. Well, why do we assume that he can move from left tackle to guard when he can't, when he supposedly could only be a left tackle? Couldn't be a right tackle. Now, can the right tackle become a left tackle? And maybe today it's overrated. Maybe, again, as the NFL evolves, maybe left tackle, right tackle isn't a thing like it used to be. And it seems like today, it used to be you paid the left tackle. And everybody else got the scraps. Today, there's not like we pay centers this, we pay offensive linemen this when they become a free agent. So it's very interesting. I don't think it would work out at guard. If anything, I could see Kieran Imagaji, I could see him being a guard more than him being your left tackle. If he's your left tackle, unless you got like three all-stars coming in here in the middle of that line, I still think that's an issue.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think that my fear is that I think there's a number of different possibilities. I don't know that he's revealing any state secrets or anything like that. But I think one possibility is in his mind, he's thinking, wow, if we could get Will Campbell, we could start him right away at left tackle. Or maybe if we got stuck and we couldn't get enough done, he could start for a year at guard and then move to left tackle. Maybe you could start at left guard and then you move him outside once you know that there are no issues, whatever it might be. What is their collection of the five best guys? So if he's thinking that they're going to draft a tackle, then you obviously want the guy to start and you want to figure out a way to get him on the field as fast as possible. A year ago, he drafted a guy to replace Braxton Jones, right? So it was a third-round pick. He doesn't do well in the third round. Kieran Imagaji came injured and was overwhelmed when he finally got his opportunity. Maybe he feels that if he gets a full off season, that kid will be ready to compete for that position. Not necessarily start at that position over Braxton Jones, but compete at that position. Maybe that's still in his mind. That's a possibility. We don't know. When a guy's coming back from injury, you like to say, yes, the timetable's fine, but that can change and a week can turn into a month and all of a sudden you're starting the season and you're without a left tackle, so you got to be careful about how you say that the guy is definitely one of your starters.
You don't want to sound needy.
You do not.
At a position
ever.
You're going to be drafting or signing a free agent.
Yeah, you don't want everyone to know how needy you are. So there's a possibility that he's doing that. I also believe that you can't replace four different guys in 1 year. You can improve the interior of your line in 1 year, and you can give examples of that. But you need some holdovers, and you need some guys. And in the back of his head, is he thinking, now that Ryan Bates is going to be back for $4 million, he's definitely a starter on the interior of the line because he'll be done with the concussion. He'll have an off season. I don't know what is going on in his head, but I guarantee you that the prospect of needing four new guys would be a for any general manager. You would have a panic attack.
And for any quarterback.
And that is part of the problem, too. So I'm sure that they're still keeping a possibility with all these guys. I'm sure they're talking to people, all the guys that are headed to free agency. Hey, don't forget about us. Let us know how things are going. We're interested in bringing you back. Maybe you want to see what is offered out there. I think you burn no bridges and you make no outstanding sort of decisions when you are not forced to. So you bide time. That's my opinion.
Excellent point.
All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.